Shalom. We're going to be talking about the Indian of Tchumin, if it's a Minatora, if it's Midoraisa or Midorabona. Tchumin means that the Torah said it's in the Parsha of the month and Parsha of the Shalach. It says, Al Yete Ish Min Shvu Ish Tachtov, Al Yete Ish Min Komo B'Yom HaShabbos. Each one should sit and stay where he is, to stay put. Al Yete Ish Min Komo, a person shouldn't go out of his place. B'Yom HaShabbos. And the Gemara darshens it, we'll see if it's Min HaTorah or it's Asmachta, that it's also to go out of your Tchum. Tchum is the boundary. How much is the Tchum? Is it also Midoraisa? When is there a Tchum? That we will see. And the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph says, Hani Alpaim Amo Eichem Ksivam. We know always that Tchum is 2,000 Amos. That means we have a city. The whole city is as if it's four amas, that means it's all one dot. It's one nekuda, it's all one place. We don't count the city as space, as a boundary. The whole city, you could walk from one side to the other on Shabbos, even if it's 10,000 amas. Out of the city, we measure 70 amas as part of the city. It's called Yibura Shel Ir, that's what the fifth parak talks about. Then, after that, we count 2,000 amas. 2,000 amos is what a person could walk out of the city to any direction. If you put an eruv, you put a loaf of bread, and at the end of 2,000 amos, it's as if that's where his house is on Shabbos, so that's his mekomo, and from there he has 2,000 amos in every direction. So he has 2,000 amos to the city, and it includes the city. Then he has 2,000 amos to the next place. That means he could put his bread at the end of 2,000 amos from the city, and he stays there on Ben Hashemoshes. That means the beginning of Shabbos, as Shabbos enters, it's Koneh, Shavisa, it's Koneh, that means it's his place there. Then he could go and make Kiddush and eat in his house, he could sleep there. Then he has 4,000 Amos in that direction, sometimes it reaches him to the next city. So the Gemara says, Hani Alpayim Amo Eichon Ksivon. Where does it say in the Torah, the shear of 2,000 Amos for Tchumi? The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Shvu Ish Tachtov Elu Arba Amos. What it says in the Prozac, Shvu Ish Tachtov, each one should sit in his place. That's four amos, because a person's place is always four amos. Then there's a machlokes tanoim, how do we count the four amos? But basically, it's four amos, one place of a person. Al yete ish mim koimoi, elu alpaim amo. There's mekomo, his place, is moko, and there's 2,000 amos. His tachtov, where he's sitting, that's his place, it's all one place, it's four amos. And then out of that he has mekomo, that's 2,000 amos. Menolon, Omar Abchisde, Lomadnu mokem mi mokem, umokem mi nisa, veniso migvul, vigvul migvul, vigvul michutz, vichutz michutz, tichsibu madoisa, michutz lo ires pas, kedmo alpaim bo amos. There's a pasuk by the Orei Miklot that Yidden were mechuyev to give to the Levim. And those were called all 48 cities that the Levim lived in. It comes out about four cities per Shevet. That what their Nachla was in Eretz Yisrael, each one gave up to the Levim four cities. So each city has its city itself with the houses. And then it has 2,000 amos outside of the city. Ma'adosem, you should measure out of the city, past Kedmo, the east side, Alpaim Ba'am. And we learn from there, all these there Shabbos, one word from the next, until we come to Shabbos, that that Mekomo means 2,000 amos. So then the Gemara asks that we should learn out Mikiro Ir B'chutzo Elef Amo, that there's a 1,000 amos out of the city. There's also, it says Elef. So the Gemara says that we don't darshan that there is Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, if we measure it in a circle, or we measure it a square of 2,000 amos, then he gains the corners. That's another inyan. So the Gemara says that we darshan from this tzukim that 2,000 amos is tchum Shabbos. So it's mashma from here that the tchum Shabbos we learn out from a pasuk, and 2,000 amos is a deraisa. Also, the next part of the Gemara it says Toni Rav Chananya Oimel. Because they, you call Shavse Shabbos. That the Shavse Shabbos, the ones who are resting on Shabbos, they have their mokum, the 2,000 amos, which should be like the Orei Miklot, like the Migrashei Orim of the Levim that we counted in squares. The Gemara in Sota says in that Chov Zayin, Boy Bayom Dorash Rabbi Akiva, at the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbon Rabbi Akiva Darshans, that Elef Amo is a Migrosh and Alpaim Amo is Tchum Shabbos. What it says, Elef Amo, and it says Alpaim Amo outside of the Oriya Levim, Elef Amo is for Migrosh of the Levim, and part of the city, and Alpaim Amo is for Tchum Shabbos. Ablezer Bnei Shabbi Yosef Zili says it's for Sodesh Ukromim. He doesn't Darshan that Alpaim Amo is for Tchum Shabbos. So all over in Shas, we know that Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchum Shabbos Alpaim Amo is Doraisa. And the Rabbanon are Cholek, and they say Alpaim Amo is not the Oraisa. And the Gemara in the Sotza Daf Lamed says, what Michael Miflugi, Ma'asaba Tchum in the Oraisa, Rabbi Akiva holds that way, and the Rabbanon say Tchum in the Rabbanon. There's a Gemara here in Daf Yud Zayin and Eruvin, the end of the first parak. The Gemara says that Abod Vorim Potul B'machane, they're out in a machane, the derech, the soldiers are out for, they have to be prepared for a war. So the Rabbanon potter them from four things that are the Rabbanon. The Gemara says that they're potter mila aret, they don't have to make an eruv. So which eruv? Amle debe Rabbi Yannai, lo yishon velo eruv vechaseres. Only eruv vechaseres, they're potter b'machane. Abol eruv vechumin chayovin. Why eruv vechumin they're chayov? It's a dvar Torah, they're loike. If somebody goes out mechutz l'tchum, he's loike. So you see from this Gemara Daf Yud Zayin on its base, that Reb Chiya holds, Reb Yanai holds, that tchumin are doraisa, and as the Rishonim point out, the Mishnah says mila'arev. It doesn't say in the Mishnah which kind of eruv. It could have been all kinds of eruv, even like the Rabbanon, the eruv tchumin is the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon pater. But even so, it says here, Mila Arev, Dafke Eruv Echaseris, and An Eruv Echumin. That means the Mishnah would hold the fear of Chir Rabbi Yannai, that Eruv Echumin is a Doraisa. Also, the Rishonim point out that usually when the Shas talks about the Man Domar of Eruv Echumin, Doraisa, it says, Alibe de Rabbi Akiva. And here the Gemara doesn't say Alibe de Rabbi Akiva. The Reef. In the end of the first parak, on this Gemara, says, bring the Yerushalmi. First of all, he brings the Gemara, and he says, v'kashilon. There's a kashon on the Gemara, v'eichi amrino nocha loikin ala ruvei tchumin dval toiro. How does Reb Chiya say that there's Malkus on the ruvei tchumin? Dval toiro, that means midorais, that there's Malkus on the ruvei tchumin. So we hold la locha that we don't say that eruv tchumin is doraisa. So memela, why should it be malchus on it? He brings a Yerushalmi that he says that alpaim amo ain't a mechuvar. Alpaim amo is not a ikur midoraisa, but ain't a chom mechuvar mikulam elo tchum yud beis mil kemachane Yisrael. Just like the machane Yisrael was yud beis mil 12 mil, and its three parsos was the orech and the rochav of machane Yisrael. So that we know for sure is called the tchum Shabbos, because it says al yetei shmim koimai, and it means the machane. So it's that measurement of the machane. Nimtu achshav tchum Shabbos mehen derabonon umehen doraisa. There's tchum Shabbos that are derabonon. And some are doraisa. May alpaim amo lemalo ad yud beis mil loikalem midrabonah. From 2,000 amos until yud beis mil, it's only midrabonah. Because midoraisa, it's not a tchum. Only midrabonah. So the Rabbi Akiva loikalem midoraisa. And the mekiroi obuchutu elef amo. And Rabbi Akiva says midmadesa mechutu leir alpaim amo. So yefsholem alpaim shikvan amo elef. Yefsholem elef shikvan amo alpaim. So he holds that Alpaim Amo Tchum Shabbos is Doraisa. So Lefi Rabbi Akiva there's Malkus on Tchum Shabbos of Alpaim Amo. And Lefi Rabbonon Sabri that it's Alpaim Amo is Soda Sukrami. So when are you like him? Yud Beis Milu Lemalu Loike Alem Midoraisa Ledivre Akol. Dichsiv Al Yetei Shmim Koymoi Vainu Yud Beis Mil Keneged Machne Yisrael. So Lefi the Rabbonon Yerushalmi holds the way the Reef learns Yerushalmi that everybody holds that Yud Beis Mil is Midoraisa and is Loikale. So Memele, the Reef says that our Gemara could be talking about Chia, could be talking about the Yud Beis Mil, that's Afilu L'Rabbonah. That's why the Gemara doesn't say that it's Alibe de Rabbi Akiva. discuss it. The Gemara doesn't say how much it is. It says Eruv Beit Chumin is also, so it could be it's Eruv Beit Chumin of the Rabbanan and of Yud Beit Nil, and then if you go out of those Chumin, it's Midaraisa and it's Leikin. So we have the Shita of the Reef, that there's a Chum, like the Fira Bakiva, that the Doraisa is Alpai Mamon, if it's the Rabbanan, it's Yud Beit Nil. So everybody else, there is a tchum midoraisa. The only question is, how much is the tchum? Is it 2,000 or is it Yud Beis Nil? In the Sefer HaMitzvot L'Rambam, in Loisa Seshin Chof Aleph, it says, also Lotse Chutz L'Tchum Me'alpaim Doraisa. The Rambam says that if there's an Isra or Lotse Seh, so you're not allowed to go out of the tchum, and he brings down that it's Alpaim Mamon. So you see that he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. That's in the Sefer HaMitzvot. And over there, the Ramban, he's cholek on him, and he himself brings down, the Ramban brings down, that the Rambam in the Sefer Ayad said it differently. The Rambam in the Sefer Ayad, in the Minyan HaMitzvot, before, in the Hakdoma, before Hilchot Shabbos, he counts, Yesh Bichlolam Chomesh Mitzvot, Shkei Mitzvot Seseh, Bisholosh Mitzvot Loi Seseh, and one of the Loi Seseh is, Shiloi Lotzeh Chutz L'Gvul B'Shabbos. There's a labdo right to look at the Rambam, the Minyan HaMitzvot, of Alpaim Amo, that you're not, of Tchum Shams. How much is it? So the Rambam in Perek of Zion starts off saying, Ayoyte chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'shabos, loike. Whoever goes out of the Tchum of the city or the Medina is loike on Shabbos. Shenema, al yeyte ish min koimoy b'yoy mashvi. Mokum ze hu tchumoy. It says you're not allowed to go out of your mokum. What's the mokum? Rambam says, Mokom is the Tchumoy, the boundaries of the city. The Torah itself didn't write how much it is. Aval Chachomim Ha'etiku, the Chachomim learned, Shetchum Zeu Chutz L'Shneimus Omil Keneged Machne Yisrael. That Keneged Machne Yisrael, that's the Mokom, that amount of space, that's the boundaries that you're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos. That means another 12 mil out of your Machne, that's what's also on Shabbos. V'tach omar lehem Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yiseitzu chutz l'machaneh, don't go out of the machaneh. Genesis is a little, this has to have a hesper, because the machaneh itself, we said, a city is always called like Daladam. So the machaneh itself is called like Daladam. So why can't you go out of the machaneh? But then, whatever the pshat in the Rambam is, but the Easter is to walk 12 mil out of the city. Midivrei Sofrim Shlo Yetzi Odom Chutz Lahir Elo Ad Alpayim Mamo. Midrabonam, they were going there till 2,000 Amos. Aval Chutz L'Alpayim Mamo also. Shalpayim Mamo U Mikro Shoyer. The Rabbonam were going there that Alpayim Mamo is the boundary that a person could walk out. That's the Tchum Midrabonam. And the Rabbonam says it's Tam. Because Alpayim Mamo is Mikro Shoyer. That means what we say Alpayim Mamo is Mikro Shoyer. Whatever it says in the Gemara is Asmachta. Or we don't pass in like Rav Akiva, the Rabbonan. So Yud Beis Mil Lefi Machne Yisroel is Tchum Doraisa. Now Paimam is the Rabbonan. So we see that the Rambam and the Yad HaZaka passed in not like what he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvot like Rav Akiva. Here he passed in obviously like the Rabbonan and like the way the Reef said from the Yerushalmi that everybody else does a Tchum Doraisa, only Lefi the Rabbonan is Yud Beis Mil. Nimtzei Slomed, the Rambam says in the next halacha, Shemuto la'odom b'shabbos la'alech es kol ha'yo kula afilu oisa ke Nineveh. Even if it was as big as Nineveh, we'll call Nineveh like New York. Even if it's as big as New York, so you're allowed to walk the whole city, bein sh'oisa mukefes choyma, bein sh'loisa mukefes choyma, it's all called one place. Chein muto lo'y la'alech chutz la'yir alpayim amu l'chol ruach merubois. You're allowed to walk out a square, you make like a square map around the city, and that way you gain also the corners. So that's mutar. Avalim yoso b'yochik minayir, yeser al shnei moso mil, afilu amo achas, loike minatera. Even if he goes out one amo from the city, he gets malchus. I saw that some say, what does the Rambam say, afilu amo achas? It would be a half of a amo. So there's some that talk about it, what the Rambam means in the amo achas. If he goes out of the city, even one amo out of the Yud Beis Nil, so he's loike. And the Ramban brings down this reef, the chiluk between Yud Beis Nil and Alpayim Amo, that Yud Beis Nil is the riser. And he brings down many gemaras, many riyas, not like that. One kasha the Ramban says is if we say that chumin is the raisa, so how does it help to make a eruv bepas that you're allowed to put bread or walk and be there in the place of 2,000 amos, and that would help that you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos more. Or if it was yud beis, if it, we say that chumin is the raisa, how could you put pas and how could you walk there? Let's see. Rabbi Akiva also, Rabbi Akiva holds that chumin is the raisa, and Rabbi Akiva himself says a few mishnas that you could put pas and you could walk for aglov. So how would that help? If chumin is the raisa, and obviously pas and walking make a eruv is the rabbana, and some say even that Shlomo HaMelech was goes there, but made this takon of eruv to put pas. So how would that help? So the Ramban says that it could be that the Eruv helps, either it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that pas helps to put an Eruv, that's his mokum shvisa, that's his bais, that's his house for Shabbos, or if he walks there, so that's his place for Shabbos, so we would say either it's a svara, it's a doraisa, or it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Balkoponim, the Ramban has to say that it's a doraisa today, that it should fit in with the mandomering, with the tanoim that say that chumin is doraisa. If chumin is doraisa, it has to help. Midoraisa. The tour, interesting that the tour says in Simen Tov Ches that mipneisha chumin darabona nekilu sheite neiruvo. Mashman the tour that because chumin is a darabona, so they were makeup that you could put your eruv and the Kurnish Shavisa outside of Alpai Mama. So it's mashma from the door, if it would be a Doraisa, a Eruv wouldn't help. But we know that a Filu Lefi Rabbi Akiva that says Alpai Mama, Rabbi Akiva also is Moda that a Eruv helps. So that would need a pshat in the door. Also Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, also coming Doraisa by the Inyan of a Sophic Eruv and his mashma because he holds it a Doraisa. And the same Reb Meir holds that Eruv helps because says Nisgalgel Chutz L'Tchum. He's talking about an Eruv. So you see that even though Yod Eruv is Doraisa, it helps Tchumin is Doraisa, so Eruv helps the pass. That's a horror on the tour. Another kasha the Ramban is from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara says there that Reish Lakish says there's a shigigas Shabbos. If you knew that there is Shabbos in the Torah, but you didn't know the Isur Melochus, that means you have a shogeg. You forgot all the Isur Melochus. So in that case, it would be called that you're a shogeg on the Shabbos itself. So the Gemara says if he doesn't know any Melochus, he forgot all about the Melochus. So what does it mean that he knows that Shabbos? Yodale Shabbos, but he doesn't know any melachos. So how is it called that he knows Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, "Bema yodala, yodala betchumin alibe derab akive." That he knows that there's an isur tchum alibe derab akive. So he knows there's something that Shabbos tells us something. Shabbos tells us not to go out of your place. Alibe derab akive, that's alpai mama. That he knows, you can't go out of your tchum. More than that, he doesn't know. That's called the shigigas Shabbos. So the kasha is, if we hold that even lefi the Rabbana there's a tchumin of Yud Beis Mil, why does the Gemara have to say that he knows the tchumin alibe the Rabbi Akiva? Let the Gemara say something easier. That he goes alibe the Kulam, he knows even lefi the Rabbana the Yud Beis Mil Doraisa. So he knows tchumin. The Gemara doesn't need that as a Rabbi Akiva. Also, he brings the Gemara in the end of Shabbos and Parak Misha Echshish. The Gemara says that there Miklal Deikem Midi, it's mashma that there's something. That it could be a Metzias in Shabbos that you're not Chayev Chatos B'Shogeg and you're not Chayev Koros B'Mezid and it's a Lav Be'Alma. My new Mechamer. The Gemara brings a right there that Mechamer is a Lav Be'Alma without Chatos and without Koros. So the Ramban is. And then the Gemara says, no, it's no right. It could be that Mechamer also has Yisur with the Chatos. That it could be a Messias of Allah, and you don't need to have Mechamer. It could be that he knows that there's an Isur Tchumin, Alibe de Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumin is the Raisa Alpai Mamo. and or Aliba de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says Lo Sabah Weish Bechol Meshvei Techem that Lelav Yotzos, the Yitzur Melach of making a fire on Shabbos, is Midoraisa. It's taken out of the general flal of all the Melachos, and that's only a lav. So the Gemara says Tchumin Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara could have said Aliba de Kula Alma. He knows that there is Tchumin Yud Beis Mir. There is such a Yisur of Tchumin Yud Beis Mir. I feel a little the Rabbanan, and it's a lav. Why is the Gemara have to say Rabbi Kiva? Another Gemara brings in Maseches Beta, not Lamed Vovo Medes. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to ride on a behemoth, to ride on a horse. Why? So the Gemara says Lechatchilik Zeir Hashem Yetzei Chutz LeTchumi. Might go out of the Tchum. So you see, the Rabbonim were goes there not to ride on a horse because maybe it'll be over a Yisur Doraisa of Tchumi. Shema Minot Tchumi Doraisa, because if Tchumi would be the Rabbonim, it would be a Gzeir LeGzeir. The Rabbonim wouldn't be goes there one Gzeir to another Gzeir. So you see that Tchumin is Doraisa. The Gemara says, no, it's no right that Tchumin Doraisa. Elo Gzeiro Shema Yachter Zmoira. The Gzeiro, while he's riding the horse, he might cut off a branch from a tree today to guide the horse with that branch. So it would be over on the Easter of Koitza. So why does the Gemara have to say Tchumin Aliba de Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara could have said the Gzeiro that will go out of the Tchum, even if it's the Rabbana. We don't need Rabbi Kiva if everybody else is Tchumin Doraisa. And then he brings even a bigger raya. He says, "Gdoila man, there's a raya in the Gemara in Eruvin. By us in Eruvin, daf lamed vov omer lamed vov." It says like this. There's a stira of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "By a sofek tume." By a sofek tume, Rabbi Yosi says that it's even though it's the Rabbanan is machmir. And by Eruv, it's a Sofik Darabonon is Mekel. So why in one place a Sofik Darabonon is Machmir, one place is Mekel? So the Gemara says, Shiny, Tume is more Machmir by a Sofik, Koyl Vieshlo Iker Minatoro. That Tume has an Iker Minatoro. There are Hilchus Tume in the Torah. So when there's Tume Darabonon, they made it a Chumra like the Raisa. Shabbos, but Shabbos, the Tume, doesn't have an Iker Minatoro. The Gemara Shabbos Nami Doraisi. There is a Doraisa of Shabbos. There is a Isurim in Shabbos. The Gemara says Kasova Rabbi Yosi Tchumin Derabbanan. Rabbi Yosi holds that Tchumin is Derabbanan. So Menela Tchumin Derabbanan has no Iker Min HaTorah. There's no base of Tchumin in the Torah. It's all a new Takona. Something Mamish knew that the Rabbanan made up a new Iser of Tchumin. So it's a Raya that there's no Iker Min HaTorah. Let's see the read. That he says that everybody holds their Tchumin Doraisa of Yud Beis Mil, so it has a big Iker Min HaTorah. There's Tchumin Doraisa. The Gemara says it's a less Le Iker Min HaTorah. Another writer the Ramban brings is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, when the person had to take out the Soyer La'azazel on Yom Kippur, he walked out of Yerushalayim, he walked into the desert, into the Midbar. V'shilach et ha-Soyer ba-Midbar. And we sent him v'shilach b'yad ish iti, that's a person that's prepared from before Yom Kippur, that he's going to be the one to walk out with the Soyer until he comes to the mountain of Azazel. There he throws it down. The Gemara Darshan's in Yuma, Daf Samach Vov, iti afilu b'shabos. That is called Iti, that means a time, place, person. Even if it comes on a Shabbos, he also goes with it. Lamai Yilchus says, the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush to tell me that even on Shabbos? If the goat, the Toyer, was sick and he can't walk, so he carries him on his back, he carries him on his shoulder until he comes to the Har HaZazel. So the Gemara says, so if so, that means it would have been called Utsah. And now that there's a pasuk Iti Afilu B'Shabbos, that the carrying of the Soyer La'azazel is Doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, but that's not like Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says that Chai Noisei is Atzmoi, and since the Soyer is still living, and so it's not called Utsah, it's not called carrying. That we talked on a different shiur when we talked about Shabbos, about Chai Noisei is Atzmoi. So it says that Behemoth are not called Otsah. So the Gemara answer is Cholah Shaini, that if the Sawyer is sick, if the sayer is sick, so he can't carry himself, so Mamela is called a Hutzor. So then he asks, if Chumei Shabbos is Sholosh Parsos Min HaTorah, so what's the kasha? What's the kasha that how can he carry him on Shabbos? My kushi elayim shem elichu yadatzut beloy sukkos gimel parsos that b'chein oyum Yerushalayim nami yud bezmin. Let's say even if the behemoth chay noisiyas hasma, there's no iser otzor. We need the pasuk of iti afilu b'shabbos, not for the sawyer. We need it for the person that's walking. He's walking chutz l'tchum. He's walking out three parsos l'fi v'cheshbon. That there used to be 12 huts, 12 sukkahs out from Yerushalayim until the Azazel. So we have a cheshbon that he walked out 12 mil. So he walked out of Tchum Shabbos. So it's also to walk out of the Tchum. So it says, Iti afilu b'Shabbos, that it's mutar chutz l'tchum. So you see that l'fi the Rabbanan midoraisa, there's no Tchum. So the Gemara couldn't say that Iti afilu b'Shabbos to be derech of the Tchum, because there's no Tchum midoraisa. And after all these rites that I bring from Gemara, so the Rambam continues saying, "V'gdoila shabrayas kula." The biggest raya from all is what it doesn't say, not what it says. We brought to you Gemara is what it says, but now he's saying that the biggest raya of all is what he doesn't say. What doesn't he say? Shelo yuzkelu b'talmudenu gimel parsois b'shum mokum. No place in the Gemara that mentions three parsois. Only places in the Yerushalmi. But in our Gemara, there's no mention of three parsois. וכיוון שנישנה מחלקת רב עקיבא ורבונה בתחומי ורב עקיבא תחומי אלפיים אמר מן התורה ולחכמים מדבריהם את עולם מדרבונה and it doesn't say any other measurement of תחום so we understand from here that לפי the Bavli at least there's no תחומי at all לפי the רבונה only לפי רב עקיבא there's אלפיים לפי the רבונה there's nothing not like the Yerushalmi. So how does Rabbi Chia come and say that the Mishnah says that there's potter milaret, but erev tchumin they have to put because erev tchumin you're like it, and he says b'stoma, and b'stoma means alpai mama, so it should mean l'fi Rabbi Kiva, not l'fi the Rabbona, it means alpai mama that Rabbi Kiva of the Torah. So then he says that what the Gemara says in Daf Nun Nun Hey in Erevin, the Gemara brings down that Machne Yisrael was Gimel Parsos, and it says Al Yetzei Yishmim Koinoi. So what does that Gemara mean? If we said there's no Yud Beis Mil Bechlal in the Gemara, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara goes as follows: Nun Hey Amid Beis Omar Abune Yoshvei Tzrifin Ein Moedidin Lehen Elo Mi Pesach Boten. People that live in huts that are temporary, if they're not called a Mokum of a city to be considered like Daladamas. So you count each person from his hut, from the door of his hut, there's no Shivim Amma, there's no Daladamas. From the door of his hut, you count 2,000 Amas because it's Aroi. Mosib Rab Chiste, Vayachanu ala Yadin mi Beis HaShimas, Vom Rabbe Babachonan le Didi Chosli Arasra Vabi Tlosa Palsi at Tlosa Parsi. And they used to be Nisneb, and they had to go to the Mithim, they went out of the Machne and behind them. So there was a 12 meal. So you see that Yoshvei Tzrifin is a midbar, they lived in tents, so it should be called temporary, and how do they go out? So the Gemara says, Digle midbar ka'amus, because it says Al-Pi Hashem Yachmus, Al-Pi Hashem Yisou, Keman de Kviya Lu'udami, it's like a Kvius. So Memela over there, it is a Kvius. The Yoshvei Tzrifin over there is a Kvius, not like any Yoshvei Tzrifin. So if so, we have to say Chad in the Gemara, if so, we said there's no Tchumin of Yud-based meal. So what does the Gemara there mean? So the Ramban says, it's just bringing a riot, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, that's coming to a riot. So what's the chat in the Machane Yisrael? Kimon, they call me for Shari Malkin, be Machane Yisrael, me Alpaim, Shmamino. That means it's just a riot, that even if we say, and in fact he says that Tchumin, you can't say it's going on the Rabbana, because in the time of the Midbar, there wasn't a Gzera of Tchumin, it happened later by Shlomo HaMelech's time. You have to say the pshat is just like, see Rabbi Kiva, we see that he holds Tchumin Dorais and they were able to go to the end of Machne Yisrael. So you see that Yoshvei Tzrifin of the Midbar was better than every Yoshvei Tzrifin that is called Commander Kviya Lehudom. And if so, we had learned to the Rabbana. But we see the Rabbana and also the Oalim, if they're Kvi, it has to be Kvi like in the Midbar. Then he brings the Rambam, brings the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and halacha kedivrei HaMekri Be'erot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that a yoshin or chetzei efker or koin shvisin, not like the Rabbanan. So he's making that they have alfai mamul l'chol ruach. If somebody was sleeping and he didn't think about being koin shvisin when Shabbos came in, still has alfai mamul l'chol ruach. So the Gemara says, why do we have to say halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri if we already said halacha ke divrei HaMekel Be'erot? So we understand everywhere there's a kula, the halacha is that way. So the Gemara says, Yitzchak Sal Kedai Tchamine, Anemi Liyochid B'mokim Yochid Rabim B'mokim Rabim. But a Yochid B'mokim Rabim, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that he's a Yochid and he's Chalik on Rabim. So we would think, Emeloi, that the halacha is not ke divrei HaMekel, only goes to the Rabim. So Memele, he says that that's why we have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The din of Eruvin is always the Rabbonon. So the Gemara says that the din of Eruv is the Rabbonon. That's why the halacha is Kedivre Yochid B'mokim Rabim. So you see that we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and we paskin that Eruv is only mid the Rabbonon. Also, he brings to the Gemara the sugya of Breira, that the Gemara says in Bochochab Lamizroch, in Bochochab Lamayrev. So over there, the Gemara said that since Eruvin is the Rabbonah, so yes, Breira is the Rabbonah. You see that Eruvin is the Sakaloch, is the Rabbonah. One more Raya is brought in the Ramban. The Groh says, Raya G'doylohi, and it could be he didn't have the Chidush Ramban, but the Ramban already talks about it also. The Groh is in Simen Tov Dalet, in Sif Aleph. He says, Raya G'doylohi. The Gemara says, and that man, hey, on the day, that if rain came down on Yomtev, the Yomtev, rain keragle kolodom, rain came down from the sky, from the cloud, on Yomtev, could you carry that water anywhere out of, because the halacha is that wherever a person is kurnish visa, he has al pai mamul chol ruach, also his kalim, and his whatever belongs to him, also could be only in those al pai mamul where the owner can walk. Somebody borrows it, he cannot take it out of the 2,000 amas of the owner. What happens if rain comes down in Yom Tov? That means water from Hefker came in. So it says, "Arein keragli kolodim." Wherever a person, whoever takes it, it becomes his tchum. Some Rishonim say that even if the first person took it, if a second person took the water from the first one, it gets the tchum of the second one. That means as if it doesn't have a regular tchum. But most Rishonim learn that keragli kolodim, the first person who takes it, it's like it's finished visa by him, and it becomes the tchum of him. So the Gemara asks, why are you allowed to carry the water 2,000 amas from where it landed on the ground? Let's say that the water was koinish visa, that means before Shabbat, the water was in the ocean. The kianos is lush in the ocean. And that was where the shvisa of the water was. So you can't take out the water 2,000 amas from where the ocean is. So Memela, how the clouds took the water from the ocean, and then it poured them onto the ground. So it can't go out of 2,000 amas from the original place where the water was on the ocean before Shabbos. Likni shvisa b'okyanus. So how can you carry it to Ragle Kolodom? Leime delei kerab lezer. The ikerab lezer. Omar kol oilam kulo imimei ukyanus ushoisit. There's a machlokes tanoim that Rabbi Lezer holds that the rain comes from the whole world drinks, that means the rain comes from the water of the ocean. The clouds take the water from the ocean, pour it on the ground. Rabbi Yeshua holds minakipo, that means from the sky. We don't know exactly what the shot is, but that's the machlokes. The Gemara says, since we say that the water is not kohen shvisa b'okeanos, so we're talking not like Rabbi Lezer. Omar Yitzchok kochem ba'ovin sheniskashu me'ov yom tevazlino. It's talking that the water was taken out of the yam, out of the ocean before Shabbat, before Yom Tov, the Mela wasn't Kurnish Visa Bukyanus, it was up in the clouds. So the Gemara asks, V'dilma hanuch azli v'ani achrini ninu, how do you know that it's deep? Maybe it's different clouds, and the clouds that were pouring the water on Yom Tov is not the same clouds that took the water from the ocean before Yom Tov, and the Mela, maybe it was Kurnish Visa Bukyanus. So one teretz of the Gemara is an interesting teretz. The Gemara says, Islu simone begavayu. He has a semen in the clouds. He knows that these are clouds. I don't know exactly how a person could have a semen that it's the same clouds and they didn't move. Another teret, So you have a suffix if the same clouds are the ones that were kind of shvisa, the water in the Okeanos before Shabbos, or it was different clouds that already the water came in before Shabbos, they were in the clouds or not. So mele it's a suffix if it's chutz l'tchum these waters. The suffix did divrem lok. Suffix did the rabbanon is l'kula. And the Gemara continues on saying on the sugya of if there's tchumi l'malo me'asora on top of higher than 10 tfachim, or it's not the ground, if there's tchumi. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. The clouds are l'malo me'asora, so there's no tchumi l'malo me'asora. So the water that was shomis there from before Shabbos has no shvisa. So memela they could go karagle kolata. But akopanim the Gemara says that it's a suffix divrem, and a suffix divrem is l'kula. So the Gro says, and the Ramban mentions that the Gro says, it's a big raya that there's no tchumin d'oraisa. Because if there would be a tchumin d'oraisa, so maybe the water came out more than 3 parsos from where the ocean is. So it's a chutz l'tchum. So how could you go karagle kolata? When the Ramban mentions this raya, so the Gro paskins that Tchumin is the Rabbonon and not the Raisa Bichlal. I saw the Amudei Or wants to say a teretz to this Raya, that it wouldn't be a Raya from the Gemara that Tchumin is the Rabbonon, it could be Tchumin is the Raisa. So he goes as follows. First he has a hakira, what would be, a person was over on the Easter Tchum and he went out of the Tchum. Say that he gets Malchus. He already was over, he's out of the Tchum. Does he have an Easter of walking around, even going further than the Tchum? Once he went out, he crossed the borderline, so he's finished. He's finished with his Easter. It doesn't matter how far he would walk. A dugma he brings, let's say a person was Motzi Mereshus Hayochid Mereshus HaRabim. Does it matter if he stopped in the Mereshus HaRabim right away or he walked 10 Amos or 20 Amos? That doesn't matter because the Easter was going out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Memelo is still here. If he walked out of the Tchum, then it doesn't matter how far he walked. So he brings a raya from a Tosfos Yeshanim in Yumad Daf Samach Zayin. The person that threw down the Sayer Lazozo on Yom Kippur, it says, after he threw down the Sayer Lazozo, Bobu Yoshev Leitachas Tuk Yachon, he walks back till the first hut. That means it was Chutz L'Alpai Mamo from where he was. He walks back in reverse. And he stays there till after Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, why does he walk back? So Rashi says, because he'll be afraid. He's afraid at night to stay in the Midbar, so they let him walk back. And the Tosfos Yeshanim in Yumi says another Teretz. Why doesn't he stay in the Tzuk? Why doesn't he stay in the Azazel? And he's walking back Chutz L'Tchum. So he says, Afilu L'man Domar Tchumim Doi Raise Kibon Shloi Koma Shvisa Shomni Boid Yoyim from Tchilas Hayoyim. He wasn't kind of shvisa in the Har HaZazel, he's already out of the Tchum, he's in a place where it's not as mokem shvisa. So in Choyza loy, ein kan iser min HaTorah. If he goes back to the Tchum, there's no iser dor raisa. Rabbonon ami loy gozo b'kei gavna. Rabbonon that were gozer in Alpayim Amo midor Rabbonon, they weren't gozer in the Asoyer LaZazel, he's allowed to walk chutz l'tchum Alpayim Amo. So we see from here, he learns Pshat Netesis Yishonim, that once a person walks out of Chutz L'Tchum, he can walk as much as he wants. So that's why he's allowed to walk back in the right, even Amad Amad Chum in the right, he's allowed to walk back to the first Sukkah where he started out from. So if so, if that's the Pshat, if that's the Pshat in the Tosfos Yeshanim, so he says, also with the Anonim, let's say the Anonim went out Gimel Parsos, like the girl brings the Raya, but once it went out of the Tchum, you're allowed to carry it as much as you want. It already came out of the boundaries. So Memele, you could carry it in Chol Mokim. So Manefshach, if it was in Gimel Parsos, you could carry it. And if it was out of Gimel Parsos, what he's talking about, so Memele, you could carry it once it went out of the Tchum. It could be a stira a little bit because the Gemara says that when it went down in Yom Tov, Arein Keragle Kol Odom. That means the person who takes it, he makes a tchum on it. How could he make a tchum on it if it's already had a shvisa and it was yotza chutz l'tchum? He can't make a new tchum on it. That would be a little bit of a kasha from the Gemara. But chutz from that, you have to understand, how does Amud Yerah say it? It's not for sure that it went out to Gimel Parsos. It's a sofik. That means, if you're further than the ocean, more than Gimel Parsos, to say there could be such a terrace. But if you're not, so it could be that right now, by taking it, moving the water, you are taking it out of the Gimel Parsos, out of the Tchum. So how could you say that it's Mutar, because once he went out of the Tchum, he could carry, but you're not sure he went out of the Tchum. It could be you're taking it now out of the Tchum. So the Melech are again a riot. The Gemara says, the name deal was Shardis Dukianus, and it's a Sophic, and it could be a Sophic Doraita, if Tchumim would be Doraita. The Melech, the gross riot, is a riot. The Pshatna Tesis Yishonim, it's not for sure that that's what he means, because he says, in the Tesis Yishonim, he says, Im Choyza Le'en Kaniso Minatero, Rabbonon Mami Le'gozo B'Kiai Gavna. Mashma, there would be a place that the Rabbonon should be going there not to walk out Chutz L'Chub, but that's like Yoytze Lahatzi. Yoytze Lahatzi, he has Alpai Mamos. So here also he should be going there Alpai Mamos. That's the Pshatna Tesis Yishonim says, that the Rabbonon weren't going there that he shouldn't walk more than Alpai Mamos. We see from here, the chutz from a mokum shvisa, there's also a takana the rabbanon not to walk more than 2,000 amos. There's a Ramban in Daf Mem Gimel. The Ramban in the Chidushim also says another Chidush. He talks about the shaila of going in a ship. It's a famous shaila in the Rishonim. A lot of shittas, the Chsam Sefer and Chelik Vov, Simon Tzadik Zayin counts five shittas about traveling on a ship on Shabbat. Some Rishonim say the Rambam. Some say if you went into the ship before Shabbat and you stayed there, you made Kiddush, so you could travel on the ship even if it goes out to the Chutz L'Tchum. The Rambam brings one shot when he's talking about the Sfina. One thing he says about the water that came down from the clouds, that since they didn't have a Shvisa, he brings Rishonim the Tesis that says that Shvisa you're Kone only when Shabbos comes in. You weren't Kone Shvisa when Shabbos comes in, you can't be Kone Shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. L'moshe would bring that if somebody was sleeping, that he wasn't Kone Shvisa. So let's say when he woke up, that's when he's Kone Shvisa. The fact is, it's in the middle of Shabbos, you're not Kone Shvisa. But he says the water that came down from the clouds, that could be Kone Shvisa. Why? So he says like this, because if you don't count Chumim L'mala Me'asorah, so that means it's a place without a measurement. So it's as if he's close. I'm adding a little bit of my own words. It's as if he's close by. If somebody is within Alpai Mamon, he's Makir Ilon Egeder. He says, I want to be Shevet under that tree. So he says, the Shvisa is over there, even though he's not right next to the tree. But he could be Kone Shvisa from far. So the same thing, these waters, that they're out of the tchum, but since it's in a place where there's no tchum and it's like there's no measurement, so they're like ki'ilu, they're within Alpai Mamo, and it's like shvisosi tachtav, it's as if they're saying that when we pour down to the ground, that's where it should be their shvisos, and mamela, they can be kone shvisim b'emtza shabbos, because it's really as if it's before shabbos. When the emshech, the Ramban says, Daf Mem Gimel, he says a chidush that even if we say tchumin is daraisa and gimel parsos you'd base meal, he says that's only if then is the Easter, if you walked out the Easter you'd base meal. But if you walked out the heter, like the people abon liyaleg or chachom abon liyaleg, or people went to hafil minagais from the people that helped other people from the city, or let's say Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, so the whole 12 meal, he walked Laila B'Yom, he walked a long way of many parsos, he walked out of the Tchum, that was Beheter, but Dvar Mitzvah, so that's not considered Chutz L'Tchum. When he finishes his Mitzvah from where he lands, from where he is, that's when he counts the Tchum, he counts Gimel Parsos from where he is when he finished his Mitzvah. And when you walk 12 mil be'isur, that's when you're over. L'moshe, he says, if you're in a ship and the ship is carrying you, you're not walking, so that's also not considered that you went out chutz l'tchum. When you come off of the ship, so then you count 12 mil. So if you walk the Dvar Mitzvah, you're not over on Yud Beis Mil. וכל שכן הישב בספינה שאין הליכס הספינה בעתו מתחשב אסלו מן הטירו ואין חיוב אלם כן הולך ממוקם שיוצא לשם כשיות תחומה. So it's an interesting thing that the Easter is walking 12 mil out of your tchum. It would come out, Dor Samech says it's a doichak. Why does he say it's a doichak? I think what he means to ask is this. If he would walk 12 mil, he's not over on the Easter. When is he over on the Easter? And the last amah that he goes out of the tchum. So then the 12 mil is beheter. Because you're allowed to walk 12 mil. You're not allowed to walk out of the tchum. So when is it called the Easter? When he walked out of the tchum. But so the whole 12 mil was the Easter or beheter? L'churid was beheter. So when are you masre? If he does the amah and you say he's over on all the 12 mil, so the asro would be on the last amah. It can't be masre on the 12 amahs because that's his mutar, that's his tchum midoraisa. So when is he over on the last amah? The last amah makes the whole 12 mil the Easter. That's what Dor Samech is. And the Stadler says that it's not such a kasha because the Ramban Lishitosek is a sugi in Makis after Zayin. He says, Kiyomai v'lai Kiyomai, bitle v'lai bitle, where there's a lava nita kleeset. That means it's attached from two parts. You're over on the lava and you can be mekayim es. So lamadam are Kiyomai v'lai Kiyomai, so you have to be mekayim. The mitzvah. So that's a separate thing from the lav. The lav you were over, and you have a eitzah to be mesakeh. So that's where it's to be by the lav. What is bitle? Bitle, he brings out the Ramban holds that when you're going to be mevatel, the eitzah, you're taking out their chances of being mesakeh. So the bitle is a chelik of the lav, and you can be master before you're mevatel. The mosha, you're shalech, it's aim al abonim. So then you take the aim and you're throw it or you kill it. So before you kill the aim, that you're losing your chances of being the kind of the essay, you could also be master. So remember the Ramban, she tells him that even at the end of the lab, you could be master. It comes out, let's see that interesting chiddush. If that's right, so if somebody eats a kazayis of Easter, let's say he ate a kazayis of chazer. So before he finishes the kazayis, you could be able to be master. But then he's completing the Easter of the kazayis. It's not going to be sabar, unless it will be mechalek. Will be mechalek maybe that you have to have asro that you're over. The shvira zach is that the pshat in the Ramban. There's a tshuvas or Ramban that the Kesef Mishnah brings down, and the Ramban and the tshuva in Perek Chof Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos, the Kesef Mishnah brings down tshuvas or Ramban that yamim and horos. There's no Isur Tchumin Doraisa. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Tov Daled. Yamim and Oros have no Isur Tchumin because it's Lamalo Me'atzoro. The Fishen Karmelis. The Rambam says because they're called the Karmelis. They're not a Rishus or Rabin. The Mele, there's no Isur Tchumin in a Karmelis. Then he goes on and he says, because the Tiltul is also only Midorabonon, so then the walking is the Rabonon. Then he continues and says, Balo Yodua. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if you mavir daladamus b'shus harabim, which is the isur b'raka b'shus harabim as a rule, so you're potter because ain't a doyme le digle midbar. And digle midbar is the b'shus harabim only because it didn't have a roof. So if so, b'lis sofek, kain b'lis sofek amalech yud beit mil al pnei amayim hamuotim potter. Because ain't a doyme le machne isur if you walk Yud Beit Mil on water is also not called Doyme Le Digle Midbar. So Menele, and if you learn out Tchumin from Digle Midbar, that's how the Rambam passed like the Reef. So we learn out Yud Beit Mil, Tchumin is the right of him Digle Midbar. So the same thing, if it was on water, so our Carmelis is not like Digle Midbar. So Menele, there's no Easter of Tchumin. The Bi'ar Locha brings it down and he says, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch just says Yamim and Horus and he doesn't mention a Carmelis. But chutz from that, he says, and the Gemara is not mashma that way, because the Gemara says, how do we know tchumin like Rabbi Kiva Lemosha? Elef amo migros, and alpay mamos tchum Shabbos. And he says that the elef hasheni was a soga lebehemtoi. That means that's where the behemoths were growing. It wasn't a place where it was a hiluch or rabbin. It wasn't a place of hiluch or rabbin, so for sure it's called a carmelite. If it's called a carmelite, so why over there there is lefi Rabbi Kiva tchumin? Carmelis, there's no tchumin lefi the Rambam. Just like the Rambam said it in the Rabbanon of Yud Beis Mil, lefi Rabbi Kiva by Alpay Mamon should be called the Rishus Rabbim, and the only Rishus Rabbim has tchumin and not Carmelis. So why does the Gemara say that on Tai Mamet Kum Shabbos and it's not a receiver of Takamli? How should you be over there? That's the union of Chumin Doraisa Rabbanan. We said a machlok is the reef, and the reef of the Rabbam have a sheet that Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa La'alocha. The Ramban and other Rishonim say that it's only Midorabbanan, and it's not Midoraisa. So Mela it comes out that Beis Alofi Mamo is Lukulalma Midorabbanan. Whether there's a Chum Yud Beis Mil Doraisa, so the reef of the Rabbam all there's Doraisa and there's Malkis. And the other Rishonim hold that not. If you're allowed to travel on a Spina, so many Rishonim say if you were in the Spina before Shabbos, so you're allowed to travel further, and there's many timing, we didn't really go into that Indian so much. So in this Shuvah of Rambam that we mentioned, the Rambam says that in a Carmelite, there's no Tchumin, because he says Yamim Noros and Carmelite, so Rabbi Kidega says, Lefi Zeh, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Gimel, if you tchet, that yes, Omrim, that is manas that there's no Rishus HaRabim, and obviously it's because we don't have Rishus HaRabim of Shishim Ribo. So some say there's no Rishus HaRabim Bismanazeh, so everywhere is a Carmelite. So if so, Bismanazeh, there shouldn't be any Yisur of Tchumim, at least Midoraisen. There's no malchus on Tchumim because there's no Rishus HaRabim Bismanazeh, everything would be called a Carmelite. According to those Shittas, that nowadays there's no Rishus HaRabim. In Dibre Agoda, I would say one thing that in the Daf HaYomi now, Gemara's Daf HaYomi rather, the Gemara says, there's a two blocks of Gemara that talk about Dibre Torah, how to learn Torah and how to be Chazor in Torah, not to just learn and not make a Chazor, to be Kona the Torah, to be part of you. Then the Gemara says, Rav Preda, Avalei Ahutal Mide, that's in Daf Nun Daled Omed Beis. Rav Preda had a Talmid, the Abetoni Le Arba Meo Zimni. He used to teach him 400 times each time, and then he learned. Before he heard it 400 times, it didn't be Mikla. He didn't understand the Gemara until he was, after 400 times he understood it. So it doesn't mean that he was Chozer on it, that he repeated it 400 times. It means what we learn in one time and understand, he by him 400 times was equal to our one time. If he wanted to be Chozer on the Gemara 101 times, he had to start after the 400 times. Then the Gemara says that one day, Rav Preda's Talmud saw that Rav Preda knew that he had to go to a Dvar Mitzvah soon have to leave, so he didn't understand it the first 400 times. Rav Preda said, why is today different? Why do you don't understand after 400 times today? And yesterday he did. So he said, the whole time I was thinking, now you're leaving. So he wasn't concentrating on the Gemara. So Menele, so he sat down and he taught him 400 more times. And so it came out of Baskol Min HaShemayim, and he gave him a big schus to live 400 years, and his whole door were Bnei Olam Haba. I mean, his schus was making on the door, and I imagine that was making for 400 years, more than that door. So then the Gemara, so I was thinking that the Gemara says always, Ein Odo Moimed Al Divrei Teiro Elohim Kein Nichshalbo. And we find that the learning of Torah, what we find in the Gemara and the, whatever is written in Chazal, the most a person could learn today to be praying the Torah is 400 times. And maybe there's more, but the sure we find in the Gemara is 400 times by our prayer. And the Gemara says, Eino domoimed al divrei Torah, Elohim kei nichshalbo, which the pashtus means a person is not Kona the Torah, doesn't understand the Torah well until he makes a mistake. If he made once a mistake, he'll always remember the emes of pshat of that Gemara. Nichshal is the gematria 400. Nun is 50, Chof is 20, Shin is 300, and then 30 is 400 together. That means if you're Omid al Dibre Torah, Elohim kei nichshalbo, you learned it 400 times.